Hi everyone, my name is Yarrow and you're listening to the Embodied Business Podcast. It's funny, I just hit record and that was the first time I spoke this morning, so we're doing that again. Hello, I had some tea now, I'm better. And I'm just popping in here to say I would like to invite you to a social media and ethical marketing workshop that I'm running on a donation basis on May 26th, which is, I think, the week after next. Yes, it is. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. UK time. And I think it will be really great. So here is the deal. I'm offering about 90 minutes of an interactive workshop. You can ask me anything. I'll bring some slides. I'll walk you through what I've learned in the last 9 years. You get to know some other people who are maybe having similar questions to you. And then we can all talk about it. And then I'll be around online for another 90 minutes after that, because in my experience, it can be really great to implement some of what you learn right away, but also to have someone on hand that you can ask questions of. So I'll be there in the Zoom chat. You can implement what feels right for you. You can do your own research. You can think about this some more. There'll be journaling prompts to work with if you like. And then if anything at all comes up, I'll be there and you can just ask me. So here's what I will share. Firstly, I want to talk about how I prepared to leave social media and how I found alternatives. This is something that people so often ask me about, whether that's in real life or on a podcast interview or when I'm working with someone on their website or for a tech day. People want to know what leaving was like, if my business crumbled, what alternatives I found and so forth. And I'm really excited to talk about that. And to be really clear, this workshop, it does not require you to leave social media or even be angry about social media or to not enjoy it. That's not the deal at all. But I really love talking about alternatives. And if you don't want to leave, maybe there's a way in which you want to become a little bit more independent. Maybe you're noticing that things are changing all the time and you want to make sure that you have a diverse and kind of aligned with your values overall marketing strategy. So that is something I would love to help you with. And then the next thing I want to talk about are the three most effective ways in which I market my work. I have been in this for a bit over 9 years now, and I'm happy to say that I've been pretty much almost always fully booked, and that my programs have always sold out when I have run group programs. And I think there's a variety of reasons. Obviously, not everything I've tried has worked. Far from it. I've done a lot of silly stuff that I wouldn't do again. But I found things that really work for me. And I feel most of the time in kind of a flow and not too worried about getting people excited about what I'm doing. Obviously, this is not like a one size fits all solution. We're all different. We're offering different things to different kinds of people. But nevertheless, I would love to share what is working for me and give you the space to explore what might work better for you as well. And then finally, I want to share how I created like my own ethics compass to help you navigate the ever-changing landscape of the internet. I know there's a lot going on right now, and I think people find it especially hard to talk about their work while there's so much more important stuff in the world. And I really, really get that. I think it's important that we, you know, are aligned with our values and we make space for what is really happening in the world, and we're not spiritually bypassing it or denying it or pretending that everything's fine. But I also want our businesses to survive these times and for great people to have sustainable livelihoods. So there's this balance there, I guess, that needs to be found. And I will share kind of how I keep coming back to my own ethics compass and what that means to me. And I think that is important because having a business, as I've said on this podcast many times, is so much about making decisions with clarity and discernment and with grounding in what you believe to be true. And that might change over time, that's okay, but having your own little compass to refer back to really helps you make those day-to-day decisions and take some of the load off that can feel really heavy on us sometimes. So I won't be prescriptive there. I will again just share with you how I came to my own compass and I'll give you some journaling prompts and some ideas. And then we'll also look at some very practical examples. So I'm not just going to talk, but we're also going to look at how I think, do things behind the scenes, how I run my podcast, how I set my newsletter up, those kinds of things. And then again, you can also ask me anything about the more technical, strategic aspects of this. So I really want you to leave the workshop feeling like you have some more tools that are valuable and you are inspired to take the next step. So I'll link to that in the show notes. You can simply sign up on Zoom and then you can make a small donation to the Middle Eastern Children's Alliance. I would love that. You can also do that after the workshop, totally up to you. But please feel free to join me. And if you have anyone else in your life who you think would also enjoy this, then please invite them too. Hopefully see you there.